Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. Just give the Lord a praise. The Lord is worthy. Oh, yes, he's worthy. Just give the Lord a praise. Come on and give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. Just give the Lord a praise. The Lord is worthy. Oh, yes, he's worthy. Just give the Lord a praise. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sister Mary Armstrong. This is the day the Lord has made, and I'm so glad to be with you today on this beautiful Tuesday morning. I thank God for blessing us to come to you today, and it's the eyes, the word in the eyes of a lay person. And I just thank God because he has blessed us to wake up to a brand new day that was a promise to us. And I'm glad to be with you today. We're going to be coming to you today from Romans, the 8th chapter. And my pastor preached on this Sunday, and I'm just led to come to you again with you and talk about Romans, the 8th chapter, free from indwelling sin, because we know that no sin is going into the kingdom of God. Have indwelling sin in our hearts. We have to get rid of all of it, and the only way we do that is repent of our sins. And God sent his son Jesus into this old wicked world, and he fixed it where when he died on Calvary's cross. He opened it up for everyone born in this world. Once Adam disobeyed God, that caused everyone to be born in this sin. It cursed even the world. Everything has to die now. Trees die, grass die, animals die, everything. Man has to die, because before that, nothing died. Even the animals wasn't mean. But when he disobeyed God, it caused everything to change. But when Jesus came and he died on Calvary's cross, it made a way for every human being born into this world to be able to repent of their sins and have a right to the tree of life, to be able to live again. And we can get, and if we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, he will go with us beyond the grave. But if we don't, we don't have no one to go with us beyond the grave, because hell, we'll wake up in hell, and from hell, the lake of fire. So we're going to be talking to you today, free from indwelling sin, starting at the 8th verse. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Because once you're born again, you're not walking after the flesh. Because once, when you're born in sin, shaped in iniquity, that's what we are. And we grow up, we in sin. We gonna obey the flesh, because that's what, whatever the flesh wants, that's what we do. We obey the flesh. And our parents can teach us the right things to do, but a lot of times we're going to do what the flesh tells us to do. And as we get grown, we'll obey the things of the flesh, and we'll do things of the flesh. But once we're born of the Spirit, that means we have let Jesus come into our heart, and we'll begin to obey what he tells us to do. We've been born again. But once we let Jesus come into our heart, we are born after his Spirit. We repent of our sins. We ask him to forgive us for our sins. And we are born again, his spirit comes into us, and we begin to do the things that's right because we read his word, we go to church, and we learn of God, and his spirit dwells in us. And we walk after the spirit. That's how we learn of God. But we have to repent first. But if we don't, we're walking after the flesh because we are sinners. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. The law couldn't save us. The law points us to sin. It couldn't save us. That's just like when we driving a car on the highway. That's why we have stop signs and speed signs. Because if we didn't have no speed signs on the highway, we just go fast as we want to go. But the speed signs on the highway to let us know how fast we can go. Even though some people speed anyway, and that's why it's so many wrecks and stuff. Because they don't obey the laws of the land. But the laws of the land is for the ones that don't obey the law. That's what the law of the land is for. It's not for the ones that's obeying the law. It's for the law, the people that don't obey the law. And just like the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. That is not for the Christian people because the real Christian people is not going to steal. They're not going to kill. They're not going to commit adultery. They're not going to false accuse. But it's for them that's doing those things. That's what the law is for. Those people, okay, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. That's why Jesus came into the world, to condemn sin. He had to come into the world. He grew up. He came into the world. Because the spirit has no body. It don't have a body. He had to come into the world and be born as a baby. He grew up and became a man. That's why he knows what man can take and what man can't take. He knows what we can take and what we can bear. And he grew up as a man. And he went to the cross, and all the sins that man commit, all even the thought of man, he knows. He knows all about man. That's why he knows what man can take and what man can't take. He went, and that's why when he was hanging on the cross, when they beat him and whipped him with those 39 stripes, pulling out hunks of skin out of his back and all that, they ripped his beard out. And all that, they spit on him, they slapped him, they did all this terrible thing to him. He never said a mumbling word. He took all that for us. And the word says, by his stripes we are healed, or we're healed. He took all that. He didn't say a mumbling word. But when he was hanging on the cross, and all the sins, the murders, the blasphemers, homosexualities, the child molesters, the any kind of sin that you could name, all that was hanging on his shoulders. He took all that for us. He didn't commit those sins. But all the sins that you can name, all that was on him. And Jesus, God can't look on sin. All that was hanging on his son, God is to turn his back. And that's the only time he cried out, Alma, Bethany, Father, why has thou forsaken me? Why? Because God couldn't look on sin. He turned his back on his own son. Time you heard Jesus cry out. And that's what was in that cup that he didn't want to drink. That's why he said, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. That's what he didn't want to take. Father turned his back because he had always been with the Father. But he was willing. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He was willing to go to the cross for the sake of us, for me and you. Praise God. Because the law could not save us. Okay, and on down here, he says, the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And that's why when we get saved, we don't walk the same way. We walk after the Spirit. And when you see someone that says, I'm saved, I'm a Christian, and they still walk in the same way that they was walking before they spoke that out of their mouth, something is wrong. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So see, we can't be carnally minded. That's of the flesh. We can't be joking and teasing every time you see me. I'm joking about something and talking foolishness. That's carnally minded. But after the Spirit, we spiritually minded. We're not going to be all the time joking and acting silly and talking foolish stuff. We can't be like that. That's of the world. But we have to be spiritually minded. You can't be so spiritual that you ain't no good for common sense. But we can't be just joking all the time and can't have just common sense either. We have to have common sense where you can talk business stuff, though, but you can't be just corner-minded all the time either, praise God, because the corner mind is enemy against God. Where is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So that they which are in the flesh, you cannot please God. You can't please God being carnal minded all the time. Praise God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If you ain't got God's Spirit, you're not his child. It's like my children. If they don't have Wes's blood in them, if something come up and they don't have his blood, well, he's not their daddy. So, see, it's going to show up. It's going to show up. So, see, if we don't have the Spirit of God in us, I don't care how much we say we God's child. It's going to show up if we ain't a Christian. And see, anymore, we just have to say we Christ-like. So many people are saying I'm a Christian today, but they don't have the fruit of the Spirit. You're going to have have the fruit of the Spirit to be God's child. Some of them saying I'm a Christian, but they out there still doing stuff that ain't like Christ. And it's showing up that they ain't got the character of Christ in them, and it's going to show up. The tree is known by the fruit it bears. Now, if you're not bearing the fruit of Christ, something wrong with you. You don't belong to God. It's going to show up, too. It'll show up now. Okay, now, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And that's the truth, too. Let's go to John 3:34. It'll tell you. John 3:34. For he whom God has sent speaketh the word of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto you. So you're going to speak of God if you got God in you. You're going to speak what God tells you to speak. It'll show up in you. And then Galatians, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And then, see, he'll speak up for you itself. And Galatians, you just talk to a person a while. It'll tell where you stand. Galatians 3:20. Galatians 3:20 says, now a mentor is not a mentor of one, but God is one, the Lord. So see, we have to show, he's going to show who we serve. It's going to show who we serve. So we have to be careful what we are doing for the Lord. It'll show up who we are. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. And it'll connect with somebody else's spirit that's got Christ in them. It'll connect. Have you ever been in church and the spirit hits over here and it'll hit over there too? It's going to connect. Praise God. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors one to not to the flesh to live after. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the flesh, ye shall live. You have to kill the flesh. The flesh has to die. That means you can't live after the flesh, what the flesh wants. If you used to drink beer, you can't drink that beer no more. If you used to curse, you don't desire to curse no more. Whatever the flesh used to desire to do, you can't do those things no more. You can't go out and party and court women or men no more if that's what you used to do. You got a wife or a husband at home. You can't do those things no more. You can't run with the boys no more. If you used to run with them and do stuff wrong, you can't run with the girls no more. If they used to party and go, you can't do that no more. Can't do that no more. You have to go to church. You can't do those things no more because you're living for God. You have to separate yourself. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. But ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. He's our Father now. Praise the Lord. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We're not the children of the devil anymore, but we are the children of God. And that's why when he comes up to you and says, oh, you ain't saved, you have to tell him, get behind me. Because I know what God did for me. I am saved. And I belong to God. You have to talk to him and tell him, know yourself, that what God did for you. That's just like he said, healed me in the revival. Yeah, I still have the pain. But I'm not taking it back. I said, you are a liar. I know what God did for me. I'm claiming my healing. You have to talk to that devil and tell him. Because he's going to come back and he'll talk to you. Or the Lord didn't save you. You just might well go on out there and enjoy yourself. Satan, you a lie. I know God saved me. I don't belong to you. You get behind me. And you under my feet. I'm sick of you. And I'm not serving you. That's the way you have to talk to him. And let him know you mean business. Praise the Lord. And he'll leave you. He's not going to continue. He'll leave you alone for a while. The word of God said, resist the devil and he will flee. And he will flee. Because he's got no power over you, but you have to let him know that you don't belong to him and you're not going to serve him. He don't have that much more time, but he's going to keep coming back. But you keep resisting him. Put him in his place. He's not afraid of us, but you plead the blood of Jesus against him. Plead the blood. Praise God. And then old Daniel says, and if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. See, we joint heirs with Christ. We joint heirs. children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Hold your head up. You don't have to hold your head down for nothing. We joint heirs with Christ. He's our big brother, and God is our father. So we joint heirs with Christ. Well, I reckon that the suffering of this present time and the suffering of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us. We can't even imagine what he's got prepared for us. Praise God. That old devil was in heaven one time. He lost out, and he's not going to get it back. But we will get ours. So don't hold your head down. Hold your head up high and rejoice in the Lord. Because he got great things for us. Praise our God. Satan lost out, but we got glorious things for us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We got glorious. We can't imagine what he's got in store for us. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. It's waiting for us, but we have to hold on. Hallelujah. Hold on, children of God. Hold on. Because if we keep holding on after a while, we're going to make it. None of this is in this world. It's not worth giving up what God has prepared for those that love him. But we must hold on. We must hold on. We must, like the song, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I don't think the mics is open, but I thank God for the podcast. I thank God for the podcast because God's got great things for his children. Got great things for us people of God. Hold on. Hold on. Don't give up. Regardless of what it looks like, we're going to make it anyway. Jesus said he's coming back for us. And he's coming back for us. And we hold on. We're going to see him for ourselves. We're going to see him for ourselves. Praise our God. Praise our God. For the earnest expectation. For the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subject the same to hope. Because the creature itself also should be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. See, it threw the whole creation into groaning when Adam disobeyed God. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now, just like a woman in travail. And not only they, but our self also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are served by hope, saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. So we just have to wait on the Lord. Because after a while, all of this is going to be over. And we'll be able to go home with the Lord. We'll be able to go home with the Lord. Praise our God. Praise our God. So just keep on holding on and looking up. because he's coming back for his people. And we have to be without spot or wrinkle or any such blemish. But that's going to be a glorious day. We just keep on waiting and hoping in the Lord. Don't let Satan steal your hope away. So that's what he wants to do, but he's a liar. Because we got hope in Christ Jesus. We got hope in Christ Jesus. That's where our hope is. Praise God. Praise God. Woman in travail, and she's in so much pain. But once she has that baby, and she looks upon that baby, she's so happy. Praise God. And she forgets about the pain because she's delivered her child. And she's so happy to hold that baby in her arms. But just think, all this that we may be going through now, it's going to be worth it all when we get to glory. So he said, I go away to prepare a place for you. And if it were not so, I would have told you. That eyes have not seen nor ears heard, neither has it entered into a heart of man. Coming back just like he said he would. And we have to be ready to go back with him. Praise our God. If we're in the grave or if we're still here on this earth, we're going to be called up to meet him, saints. Oh, precious Lord, what a day that's going to be. When our Jesus I shall see. Praise God, praise God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's going to be a time. Praise our God. I just encourage you to hold on, hold on. And don't give up. Because he's coming back just like he said he would. You just have to be ready to go back with him. Oh, let that song, ready or not, here he comes. He's coming like a thief in the night. Won't have time to get your business right. Don't wait. Don't wait. We have to be ready to go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me read a little more. Praise our God. Praise God. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the heart. Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God, 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. And I've heard people say he qualified, but you have to qualify yourself by studying and reading your word. He called you. He said, now many called, but few were chosen. So you have to just qualify yourself by studying and reading the word. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him freely give us all things? But delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? it is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Well, I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise our God. Praise our God. That was the entirety of 8th chapter of Romans, from suffering to glory, free from indwelling sin. Praise our God. So we thank God for that word, letting us know we have to be free from indwelling sin, and we have to live according to God's word if we want to make it in. And we are living in perilous times. People is killing one another. Young people killing one another. And different things is going on so bad. We just have to keep our hearts and our minds clean before God, because we don't know when we're going to run into something ourselves. To us, we don't know. We need to keep prayer going over our loved ones, over our neighbors. We just need to keep prayer going, because prayer can go where we can't go. But we know prayer is a powerful tool that we need to use. Praise the Lord. And we just want to love everybody. And we just thank God for this podcast. We ask you just to continue to pray. Keep praying for Pastor Armstrong, his family, and pray for my family. And Brother Lipford passed away last night. Pray for his family. And we just thank God for just his goodness, because he's been so good, so good. And we thank Sister Margaret. She's so faithful. We thank God for her. And we just thank God for how he watches over us and protects and watches over us. And we give him the praise and thank him for his goodness. We just going to pray for those that may be on the podcast, didn't get to open up the mics or anything. I don't know why. Thank God for being able to be on the podcast. Most holy and our wise God, we thank you right now for your grace and mercy. We thank you for the podcast, Lord, and those that was able to get on and listen. And we thank you for your word, because your word is true. Oh, God, we thank you because it's not going to return void. And we thank you because you said, eyes have not seen nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, which you are prepared for those that love you. And I'm just so thankful today that I know you, God. And I know that your spirit dwells on the inside of me. And I love you down on the inside, Lord. Just help me to be all that you would have me to be. Bless Sister Margaret, God. And if anyone else is on the line, bless them in a special way. Help us to serve you and honor you, to praise you. Bless Sister Logan, her family. Bless all the saints of God. And we lift Sister Betty up, Lord, and her family in the hour of prayer. They need it, Lord, and just take them through. Bless Apostle Armstrong, God. Bless his family. And just help us to ever lift you up. Help us to praise you and be led by your spirit, because we have to be led by your spirit. And we need you every step of the way. We need your guidance, God. We can't make it if you don't help us, Lord. Strengthen us down deep on the inside. Help us to run this race according to your will, that we'll be found faithful, doing the will of God in our hearts. Bless all the saints of God, the whole household of faith, and help us to run according to your will. Help us to abide in your word, and let your word abide in us, God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let our running be in vain, but let us praise and honor and worship you in spirit and in truth. Keep us under the shadow of thy arms, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless us as we go throughout this day. And help our mind to be on you, God, that you can speak to our hearts. And we all say, yes, Lord. Help us to be found faithful. In your precious name we pray. Amen. And we just say shalom to everyone on the line. And have a blessed day.